This is The Blade and Beyond with the DC Dynamic Duo. Learn every detail about life on both ends of the knife. And now, live from Washington, D.C., your hosts, board-certified facial plastic surgeon, Dr. Michael Salmanik, and board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Troy Pittman.
Okay, everybody, here we are. It is Sunday, November 13th. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Happy Sunday. I'm Dr. Michael Salmanik.
And this is The Blade and Beyond. Thank you all for listening today. I'm feeling a little tired.
Why? What's up?
Well, we were out late last night.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We were at the National Portrait Gallery Gala, which was a star-studded event.
It really was.
The honorees were impressive. So Jose Andres, restaurateur and humanitarian.
Yeah, who's got like 30 restaurants in the DC area alone.
I'm going to back up for 1 second. So for those of you that may not know what we're talking about, so the National Portrait Gallery is one of the Smithsonian museums. And there are portraits of famous people throughout history. All of the presidents have portraits in the gallery.
It's a magical place.
It's really, really beautiful. And so each year, a class is inducted of honorees. And they are their portraits are painted. And they hang in the museum for history.
But it's not just like a portrait of them sitting on a chair. It actually is like a... There's a lot of thought that goes into it that is like, for instance, Jose Andres, you know, like you were saying, humanitarian, travels the world, makes meals for people that don't have access to food. Like his portrait was of him holding like, I don't know, like a paella dish or something, but with like people in the background, like children and adults that were like looking to be fed. So they're very powerful portraits.
That was me. Sorry.
Okay.
That was my phone.
What the hell was that?
That was my phone.
Oh my God. I thought that was a gunshot. Okay. Moving on.
So another honoree was Clive Davis, who I didn't realize was a Harvard-trained lawyer before he went to work for Columbia Records.
I was shocked by that because he had no music experience. Well, first of all, when we walked into the portrait gallery, we saw him standing by his portrait. And that was surreal because... we thought we were going to get a photo with him, and then his security detail quickly whisked him away. So,
yeah, we breached security a couple of times by accident. Only yeah, we could do that.
Very innocently, but yeah. So he, we're not going to talk about that. But he, you know, obviously very successful and no music background, but look at all the people that he recruited. He said he just recruited them based on his gut feeling, and that's what it took him years to get to that point, but when he did, he started becoming really successful. So I thought that was
amazing. The other honorees were director Ava DuVernay, Marion Wright Edelman.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton introduced Marion.
Yeah, who was really like really a mentor.
I always love seeing her. I love hearing her speak. She gave such a great like intro to when she graduated law school. She was looking for jobs and she found a job through her and it really wasn't paid. So she applied for grants and this woman was really inspiring for Hillary's career.
Yeah. Venus and Serena Williams were honored.
Yep. Separately.
And my favorite of the evening was Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci. And, you know, they played the most impactful video of really we kind of everyone knows who Anthony Fauci is from COVID. He was on TV every day at the Trump press conferences and things like that. But Fauci really was one of the first people like boots on the ground with the HIV pandemic. And really to have this doctor who was in the center of our two major pandemics, certainly in our lifetime, is incredible.
Yeah, he said that he has been kind of in charge of the two pandemics, if you will, studying them, developing vaccines through the NIH, and that through these two pandemics, we have lost worldwide around 50 million people.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That movie was really impactful, really chronicled his career in a very artistic format. And you know, we always like to hear him speak.
He was one of my DC. Lecturers in med school.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always so funny to see him because he's this huge presence and this mastermind of infectious disease. And he's this little tiny man.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, as far as like stars, there was just like a bunch of, you know, local and national newscasters there. Mm-hmm. And Nancy Pelosi was there. And just like a bunch of other people where you're just like walking the halls and you're like, oh my God, there they are. And yeah. I thought Nancy Pelosi looked fantastic.
Yeah, for 85, she looks really good.
Yeah, she's somewhere in her low 80s, but she just flew back from Egypt like the day before mm-hmm. to come to this.
So. And she was doing much better than I am today. Right? So it was it was a great night. It was a long night. We got home very late.
Those award shows are always kind of long, you know, they are a lot of times unscripted, and so the speeches went on and on.
And there's never enough food.
We have to we're going to go out to dinner next time.
Yeah, you have to eat beforehand.
We're
going to
make dinner reservations, we're going to have a full meal, and then we're going to go and just pick at the food and not be ravenous like we always are each and every time.
So now on to the podcast where we talk about plastic surgery. Today, let's start by talking about options for abdominal contouring.
Yeah, and you may think because we're entering the winter, everyone's going to be wearing their sweaters in this area and covering up their abs, but we all go on Caribbean vacations. So I want to hear about this. Let's talk about it.
I always say summer bodies are made in the winter.
That's right. You got to start preparing now.
So I think that there's a lot of misconceptions on what patients need as far as abdominal contouring comes in. So I will see patients all the time who come in and they want non-surgical contouring. So they want our TruSculpt ID, TruSculpt Flex, which are non-surgical fat dissolving devices, muscle stimulating device, no downtime.
That's what's attractive about it.
But most of those patients, I would say at least 50 to 60% of those patients need more than non-surgical. These non-surgical devices are great. I mean, I love TruSculpt Flex. I think yes. It's one of the most powerful devices that we have. If you have a flat abdomen without a lot of fat and you want muscle definition, it is the way to a six pack. And I think it's really powerful. But you need to have the right body for that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, those non-surgical devices, they will eliminate about 25% of the fat pad. So if you think of the thickness of the fat, which is good,
with one treatment.
But with surgical liposuction, we are removing 80% of the fat pad. So surgical liposuction is much, much more powerful. Now, it does involve general anesthesia. It involves a little bit more downtime. But for many patients, liposuction is the way to go. And then we also need to talk about and address abdominal wall laxity. So women who have had children, patients who maybe have been overweight and they've lost a lot of weight, they get stretching of their abdominal wall laxity, where the muscles are actually lax. With pregnancy, those ab muscles separate and that little membrane called the linea alba in between the abs.
Create a diastasis.
That stretches and creates diastasis recti. And you can do all the sit-ups in the world, and you're not going to be able to bring the muscles back together. You can straighten them, but you can't bring them back together. So patients with abdominal wall laxity, even if you do liposuction on them, they're still going to have kind of that round beer belly look to their abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
Those abs have to be brought back together in the midline with a diastasis repair, which is really the fundamental basis of a tummy tuck or an abdominoplasty. And so nothing is really going to address abdominal wall laxity or diastasis recti other than surgery. It is a surgical problem.
But do men get abdominal wall laxity?
They can. You know, we were talking about this the other day in the operating room. We were operating together. Men can get abdominal wall laxity. They don't get a traditional diastasis recti because obviously their abs aren't being stretched apart with a baby. But if you have a lot of visceral fat or fat that's around your organs, that can stretch the abdominal wall. And then they lose that weight and they have abdominal wall laxity that needs to be addressed. But that also reminds me, patients who have a lot of internal visceral fat, they're not good candidates for tummy tucks, because you cannot really put the abs back together with someone who has a lot of visceral fat without increasing the pressure inside their abdomen, and it's really uncomfortable.
They I'm hearing a lot of surgery here, and yes, that's great, especially since we are surgeons. However, talk about the non-surgical. I know you talked about flex and ID, but like, who is an ideal candidate for that? Because we heard a lot of who isn't.
Yeah, so I think the ideal candidate for TrueSculpt ID, which is a radio frequency device that melts fat, so with a competitor to CoolSculpting, although we don't see hyperplasia like we do with CoolSculpting. So TrueSculpt ID is good for patients who have a small amount of fat in a specific place.
Focal fat.
Yeah. So maybe their anterior or posterior flanks, love handles, they have a little bit of fat kind of over the edge of their jeans
works
that they want to target.
With the love handles.
Works very well with that. If you have a little bit of that peri umbilical, that little belly button fat, it looks like a little bagel behind your belly button.
Oh, God.
That can actually be treated with TrueSculpt ID. Mm-hmm. TrueSculpt Flex, like I said, are patients who are pretty fit, patients who have maximized diet and exercise, and they really want either their belly tightened, they want six pack abs. It works really well with the glutes. So patients who want a little bit of a butt lift, we can do that with TrueSculpt Flex. We can treat the arms or the thighs. And in a 15-minute treatment, you're basically able to mimic doing 30,000
which
sit-ups,
is crazy to me.
30,000 squats. I mean, it's a real workout. I've had it done. I just did it a couple of weeks ago. And I mean, it is not, you're not just laying there and wondering what's happening. Liposuction is also, in a sense, for thinner people who have pockets of fat that we can liposuction. We can use Vaser, which heats the tissues and does a little bit of skin tightening.
So that's for tightening in addition to removing the fat.
That's right. But ultimately, if there is a lot of abdominal wall laxity, a lot of extra skin in the abdomen.
How do you determine if there's too much skin?
Well, I think one of the quick and dirty ways that I will advise patients is if you kind of bend over at the waist and you can grab a you know 2 inches of extra skin, you're not a candidate for liposuction. You're not a candidate for the non-invasives.
Oh God, I feel like I've been able to do that.
Oh, come on, please.
Okay, so you're grabbing a huge wad of skin. You're probably not an ideal candidate for it. So, okay.
Yeah, so we have non-surgical, we have surgical, there's liposuction, there's tummy tucks. All of those are options for abdominal contouring.
Can males do tummy tucks?
Absolutely. The one difference is we don't really do a lot of plication. We don't do a lot of ab wall tightening with men. It's usually removing fat and excess skin because we don't want to make their waist look defined. It can kind of feminize their body.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that demystifies it a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to move on to
In the News.
All right. So, People Magazine this week.
Yes.
They announced their 2022 Sexiest Man Alive, who is Chris Evans.
Yes.
So,
Makes him the sexiest man alive? What I think, you know, we have a picture here.
We're blowing up a picture on my laptop.
And I think it's really interesting just to talk about what makes that face sexy.
Yeah, what makes a man sexy? I think there's many versions of it. There's textbook definitions on kind of the ideal male aesthetic. And that should always translate to someone that's attractive, but it really doesn't. So when we look at his sort of sex appeal,
so for those of you that want to play along at home, we are looking at the cover of People Magazine, and it's dated November 21st, 2022.
Yes, very original.
Pull your people out and look. We can all look together.
So I'll tell you what I think is the main feature that is making him sexy. Actually, I have a couple thoughts. So I think his eyes are very attractive. He has blue eyes, a heavier
upper lid.
A subtly heavier upper lid, but like fuller eyebrows and a beautiful full head of hair. And he's 41 years old, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, I think his hair, but you know, for me, the first thing when I look at this picture, I actually noticed the lower face, more than the upper face. So
that's interesting.
He has nice full lips. When you look at his lips, he's got that, you know, the bottom lip is larger than the upper lip. It's like a perfect proportion, lower lip to upper lip volume. And he's got a really strong chin. So he's got a really nice defined jawline.
He has a nice jawline in general.
Yeah. And, but the, you know, if we look at the one third, you know, the third of the face above the brow, between like the eyes and the nose and then the lower face, they're one third, one third, one third. They're almost perfect proportions. So he's got a really strong lower face, which I think masculinizes him. And that to me is what makes him, makes that face very attractive.
Yeah, he has a lot of masculine features. In addition to his eyes, he has a stronger nose. His upper lip is a little bit flatter, which is typical for a male. And he's got the facial hair. I love facial hair, as you know.
He's got a straight dorsum to his nose, and his nose is also very thin.
So, and his hair, it's probably dyed, if I were to guess, but it looks really youthful.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is coming together, along with that subtle tattoo that's on his neck.
He looks kind of like he just got finished working on a car.
Kind of. He has a little mechanic vibe.
I mean, everybody thinks it's sexy if you can change a tire.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I would call him to change my tire.
Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed playing along to Sexiest Man Alive.
He said, and he's quoted that he's very pumped about this. So that's the news. That's the news for this week.
Yeah, I mean, it was a slow news week. It was either talking about the Sexiest Man Alive or the guy who spent 7 years with a penis attached to his arm.
Oh my God. I was going to talk about it for all of you out there, but
I just couldn't pull it together.
The story was way all over the place, and I was trying to create a concise format. I just couldn't. So
yes.
You got Chris Evans this week. Hope you enjoyed that. Now we're going to move on.
Very exciting.
To something I'm extremely excited about.
Some of you have even tuned in today to hear this segment on AviClear.
AviClear. So what is AviClear? So we've been sort of talking about this device for about 4 or 5 months now, ever since we went out to San Francisco to preview it.
But when we first went to San Francisco, it didn't have its FDA indication, so we really couldn't talk about it at all. So we've been kind of sitting on this secret for a little bit of time.
So we were able to try it, understand it, and kind of just wait until we were able to get it.
Okay, so what is it?
All right, so AviClear. It is the first and only, I think that's really important, FDA-cleared energy device for the treatment of mild to severe acne.
Yeah.
So this is a laser specifically designed to treat acne. We have not seen anything like this before. We've seen some lasers that claim to temper the acne, but this specifically targets it.
So every laser has a target, or what we call a chromophore. So every laser is either targeting water, it's targeting pigment. So this laser is specifically targeting the sebaceous gland, correct?
Yes. So the mechanism of action for this is it targets acne at the source, which is your sebaceous gland, which produces sebum. That sebum can be a harbor for
bacteria,
and that's what creates chronic and persistent acne. So it targets those overproducing sebaceous glands, and that chromophore is sebum. So the laser specifically sees sebum in the sebaceous glands, and when it delivers energy and it heat shocks it, it can shut down that gland, or temper it, I should say, decrease the overall production. So it's not killing all the sebaceous glands in your face, because that's the first thing that my sister asked me, who was worried that there would be some negative implications of that. But it is not killing all the sebaceous glands. It's in fact shrinking many of them. Sometimes it is killing some of them, rightfully so.
Well, acne is caused by hyperplasia of the sebaceous glands, or hyperactivity. Of the sebaceous glands.
Yeah. And so it targets the sebocytes, and it downregulates their sebum production. And so they did a large clinical trial with this, and they saw over 80% reduction in, regardless of the severity of your acne.
That's incredible.
This is really important, in that you can have super severe acne, and they saw almost an 80% reduction in the nodules or comedones, because that's the only way to quantify it. They counted them.
Mm-hmm.
And long term, too. They followed them for 1, 3, 6, and 12 months and saw a maintenance of this. So the treatment is about a 30-minute treatment. You come in.
Just one?
Three treatments. You space them about 4 to 6 weeks apart. Although when I was in LA last week talking to some people that participate in the clinical trial, they've been doing every 3 to 4 weeks for their patients. They get them in. You don't have to put any topical numbing on. That doesn't mean it's painless. Of course, you're going to feel some heat from it because it's targeting the sebocytes.
Right. But you're not needing to numb. You don't need numbing cream or anything like
and
that.
And zero downtime. I mean that when I say it. Like, you might be a little pink, but there's no injury to the skin. You could wear makeup afterwards. You could go about your day. And that's really it. And then over time, even after just one treatment, you will see results because it is starting the process of shrinking down and down regulating the production of sebum.
And the thing that I'm really excited about with this device is everything that we have to treat acne up until now are either harsh chemicals,
right,
or Accutane, or
which is a miracle drug for many, but it is not without
side effects.
Commitment, side effects, and all of the above. So I mean, we know plenty of people. I myself have been on Accutane.
So have I.
And it was absolutely amazing, but it is a commitment. You know, women in particular, it is teratogenic and cause severe birth defects. So they have to get a pregnancy test every month and they have to be on contraceptives. And so it is really a commitment for people to be on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anyone who's gone through rounds of Accutane and come out saying it was an amazing experience. They may get an amazing result afterwards, but no one likes being on Accutane.
And there's some people that just aren't interested in taking Accutane.
Right.
They're looking for an alternative. And as we know, a lot of the topicals that have been developed,
they're drying.
They can temper the acne, but they're by no means a cure for the acne. And especially for hormonal acne, which we see in so many women. And even though we're not a dermatology practice, we see so many, especially in our med spa with our estheticians, they see so many women that come in that have hormonal acne, are kind of committed to spironolactone because that's really the only one of the few medications out there that can target hormonal acne. And it's sometimes even on that, it's not that effective.
And this can be used for all ages. So I think this is going to be transformative for teenagers who are really, they're almost at the end of the road as far as they're about to start Accutane. That's their only choice. This is going to be great for them, and it can be used in all skin types.
Yeah, so let's talk about the ideal patients for the AviClear treatment, because I think this is really important. So we will see patients as adolescents and older. Mm-hmm. So you can see all ages, basically, from adolescence on. And as I said before, all severities. So you can have just mild acne and respond beautifully to this treatment. Or you can have super severe acne and you're still going to respond to it because it's going to still improve and downregulate the sebum production. Any Fitzpatrick skin type, as you just said, I think this is huge. So we are able to target all skin types from lightest to darkest, mm-hmm, without worrying about having burning the skin, causing pigmentation issues. Because again, it is not seeing color. It is seeing sebum, which
it's
is
amazing.
Such a unique wavelength. And it's really good for people that may not want to do systemic therapy. You know, aside from Accutane, there's plenty of people that are on doxycycline, minocycline, or one of the cyclines on a twice daily basis.
Yeah, and doxycycline can be pretty upset your stomach.
It's irritating to the stomach. And I mean, nobody really wants to be on long-term antibiotics. It's not really good for your GI tract. So I'm super excited about this. We have it being delivered tomorrow.
Yes.
We're doing the training this week.
So you can book your consults now.
We already have patients that have signed up, booked their treatments, and are on board with getting, you know, starting their acne cure journey, basically.
Yeah. So really excited. AviClear, we are posting about it on our Instagram feeds, and check it out.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention is, you know those annoying little sebaceous hyperplasias,
mm-hmm,
that many people get on their skin? It could potentially be an appropriate treatment for them as well. So stay tuned on that. We're going to look into it a little bit more in depth.
Okay, so We finally got another podcast down. We've been traveling so much on the weekends. Our Sunday dates for the podcast, we haven't been keeping our commitment.
I know. I feel like you're due for a nap. You're very low energy right now.
No, I'm good. I actually am a little bit more awake than when I dropped my phone on the floor at the beginning.
Well, I have my cup of tea that I've had, and I'm just like cozying up this afternoon and ready to just go into the week. Guns blazing.
Yes. And for those of you that are desperate to hear us talk about plastic surgery more, we have a new segment on Good Morning Washington. For those of you that are here local, it's on ABC 7 at 10 a.m. The 10 o'clock hour. And we have a segment called Transformation Tuesday, where we talk about various topics. We talked about breast implants and mammograms. Last week, you talked about facelift. You brought Kid O'Shea into the operating room. And
I know,
scrubs.
That was fun.
It was like the highlight of his week to be able to wear scrubs. We take that for granted.
And what are you talking about this week for Transformation Tuesday?
This week, we're off for Transformation Tuesday. But next week, we're going to be talking about popular trends in male plastic surgery.
Well, I'll be tuning in.
Yeah.
You're covering that. So yes, you'll be doing that segment yourself.
Exactly. So please tune in to Good Morning Washington. For those of you that aren't local, we obviously will post it on our Instagram and in the website and things like that. So you can watch those.
And what about YouTube?
And YouTube. You can check out our YouTube channel.
Yeah, we'll put it on YouTube as well. So if you want to watch the full segment, because you know, Instagram's a little finicky sometimes.
Yeah, it all links to YouTube, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. So anyway, great connecting with all of you.
Have a great week, everybody.
Yes, have a great week. And if you know anyone with acne, think about AviClear.
All right, bye-bye.
That's a wrap. Remember to share the podcast with your friends. Follow the docs on Instagram at SomnicMD, at Dr. Troy Pittman, and at DC Dynamic Duo. To learn more about the procedures discussed on today's podcast, visit www.somnicpittmanmd.com. That's www.somnicpittmanmd.com.